PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, about 50 people who participated in an illegal cockfighting ring in Galloway Township last year have been indicted. Press of Atlantic City reports last March, a search of a home on South Bremen Avenue turned up the cockfighting ring with spectator seating, 50 roosters in various degrees of health, thousands in cash, four malnourished dogs living in an outdoor shed, and cocaine. One of those dogs needed emergency surgery. The roosters found in cages and storage boxes have since been relocated, and the alleged leader, 33-year-old Jose Madera of Egg Harbor City, pleaded guilty in August to several counts of animal cruelty. New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker is reintroducing legislation to ban hair discrimination on a federal level.
Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, teamed up with Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins to push the act called Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair, otherwise dubbed the Crown Act. It would ban discrimination based on hairstyles commonly associated with race, including tightly coiled or curled hair, cornrows, braids, and locks. Booker says everyone should be able to show up to school or work or life and embrace their racial identity without fear of prejudice or bias. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut already have protections in place against hair discrimination. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here. It's bigger than ever. Shop Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. With two big chains closing their Toms River locations this week, Jersey Shore restaurant owner Tim McClune says the restaurant business is very challenging on many fronts, from payroll to the cost of food. He says independent restaurants are doing a better job of jumping on trends and making them successful, says the owner of 11 Garden State restaurants.
You know, doing better jobs with, if they have a liquor license, doing a better job with crafted cocktails, doing better jobs with plate presentations. They've all learned from the rest of us who have survived.
Cultural changes have also impacted the restaurant business. The busiest time for dinner at his restaurants is now 6:30, with most empty by 10:30. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will the first day of March come in like a lion? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I can't believe we're getting ready to turn the calendar page from February to March. There's a lot of variety in this forecast. The bottom line, if you don't like the weather, wait a day. Today is quite a bit cooler than the rest of the week here, with highs 45 to 50 degrees. Not awful, mostly sunny skies and a stiff breeze blowing through New Jersey. Tonight we'll see a few clouds with lows around 40. Into the weekend we go, and tomorrow gets windy, with sun and clouds and a slight chance of a quick shower. Highs tomorrow surging into the mid to upper 50s. But a strong cold front knocks back temperatures big time for Sunday. It'll be a cold and blustery day with sunny skies. Morning lows around 20. Sunday afternoon highs only in the mid 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now in Orange, it's 47 degrees. In Hillsboro, 47, 49 in Toms River. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather brought to you by the Ewing Diner. Start your breakfast off right with the Ewing Diner's breakfast specials Monday through Friday from 6 till 11 a.m. starting at $6.29. Plus early bird specials weekdays till 8 p.m. The Ewing Diner now open 24 hours and online at ewingdiner.com.
New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New